Peter Cornish has spent his entire adult life fighting depression.
I don't know the number of episodes I've had, but I'm sure it's over 20. Most of them have lasted at least 3 months.
Cornish struggled to get out of bed. His anxiety soared. By 2008, at age 50, Cornish had to retire from his career in IT and software testing.
That's when I was losing hope. I'd been on a broad spectrum of different meds over the years, and they weren't working for me. So that's why we decided to try ECT.
Electroconvulsive therapy, a last resort for Cornish.
I don't think anyone loves to go inpatient in a mental health unit. You know, on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, where 1 is the worst depression, I was definitely at a 1.
And American cinema has given the public frightening ideas about ECT.
You know, like On Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and so forth, the person's having a full convulsion. That doesn't happen in modern ECT.
Dr. Brian Mickey administers that treatment at UNI, the University Neuropsychiatric Institute.
We use brief pulses as opposed to sine wave stimulation. So sine waves are what comes out of your electrical outlet. That's very bad for memory and cognition.
Sine waves can also break bones. In 2009, Peter Cornish had one of his ECT sessions recorded and uploaded on YouTube.
The electrical stimulation of those muscles.
He lay in a hospital bed at UNI with electrodes strapped to his forehead, not his temples.
That was the shock. He was having a seizure.
Cornish inhaled anesthesia for unconsciousness and paralysis.
The whole idea of going under with an anesthetic, I was very happy about that.
His body twitched, but it did not violently shake like in the movies.
Since we paralyzed the rest of the body to protect against risk with injury.
Before his medically induced sleep, remember how Cornish ranked his depression at a 1?
10 minutes later, I felt like a 7. It was remarkable for me.
This region that we're stimulating, we believe, is connected with some other really important brain areas.
Believed to be responsible for depression, Dr. Mickey says the electrical pulses caused a seizure in Cornish.
Seizures, although we don't know exactly why, clearly cause sprouting of new neurons and new connections between neurons.
Seizures also release serotonin, dopamine, and other neurochemicals. UNI, among other places, offers TMS, or transcranial magnetic stimulation, which doesn't require anesthesia or cause seizures. The patient sits in a big chair.
And then we put a stimulator coil over your forehead, over the frontal cortex. It delivers pulses of stimulation.
During TMS, patients read or watch TV. Magnetic therapies require several treatments per week for up to 6 weeks. Dr. Mickey says side effects include temporary pain and discomfort with TMS. With ECT,
people are going to have some degree of memory problems. We do our best to minimize that.
And Cornish says ECT's relief for depression wears away. He returned for treatments in 2013 and 16. Still,
I've had the healthiest decade of my life.
Not all insurers support these treatments, which Cornish and Dr. Mickey call last resorts. They require extensive consultation with medical professionals first. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.